الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله كما ينبغي للجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. وعنده مفاتح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو، ويعلم ما في البر والبحر، وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها، ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض، ولا رب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين. لمسلم today إن شاء الله we'll talk about a special dua that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم made to one of his companions. He made a dua to Ibn Abbas and Sahih Bukhari, when Ibn Abbas brought some water to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to make wudu. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this dua for him: Allahumma faqihhu fi din. O Allah, give him the true understanding in the religion. And in the hadith in Musnad of Imam Ahmad, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ask, من خير الناس, who is the best among people. The Messenger of Allah gives two things: if they are found in a person, he or she will be among the best of all people. And the two things are أفقههم في دين الله وأوصلهم لرحمه. The two things are to have the true understanding in the religion and to maintain the relationship with his relatives. The first one is the understanding of the religion. Understanding in Arabic is fiqh or fiqh. And it is defined to know the hidden meaning of something based on the obvious, based on what you see and what you read and what you know the hidden meaning. You know the spirit of the law by knowing the law itself. It is more specialized than knowledge. We read in the Quran, فَمَا لِهَا أُولَاءِ الْقَوْمِ لَا يَكَدُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ حَدِيثًا. What is the matter with those people? They cannot understand. They know, but they do not understand what they know. To exemplify the difference between knowing and understanding, a very beautiful story was a man in Pharisee sitting in a small city near Iraq, and he asked a woman, هل هناك مكان نظيف أصلي فيه؟ Is there a clean place where I can offer my salah, my prayer? The woman told him, طهر قلبك وصل حيث شئت. Purify your heart and pray anywhere you like. Look at the answer of the woman. She's asking about a clean place to pray in, and she said, purify your heart and pray anywhere you like. Salman radiallahu anhu told the woman, faqihti, you have truly understood. There are so many people, they pray in the most sacred place on earth, but their hearts are not clean. What matters is the purity of the heart. in the Quran there are so many references to the understanding and how it is more specialized than knowing itself. The verse that scared me the most in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 39, the truth of understanding. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ الْأَنْعَامُ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. We have made for Jahannam so many from the Jinn and the Inn, from the Jinn and from the mankind. What have they done wrong? What have they done wrong? لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have heart and mind with which they understand not. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes with which they see not. They are not blind. So what they see around them, they do not learn and understand. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. And they have ears with which they hear not. They are not deaf. But when they listen to an admonition, an advice, a khutbah, a speech, it does not make them change their behavior. That's what they have done. And the Quran in Surah Al-Anbiya is giving us a beautiful example of the understanding versus the knowledge. In the story of a father and a son, Dawood, the father, and Sulaiman, the son, alayhim as-salam. وداود وسليمان إذ يحكمان في الحرب إذ نفشت فيه غنم القوم وكنا لحكمهم شاهدين. And the story is, when the sheep of one farmer strayed at night into the field of another farmer and they destroyed the grapes and the crop. The one whose farm was destroyed by the sheep went to Dawood, asking for a justice. The sheep of this person destroyed my farm. Dawood's judgment is, the person whose farm was destroyed will take all the sheep for the compensation. They went to Sulaiman alayhi salam, who is the son, telling him what his father has done, his judgment. Sulaiman alayhi salam's judgment is different. His judgment was for the person whose farm was destroyed to take over the sheep and benefit from the milk and the meat until his farm is back to normal again, and then he will return the sheep back to the original owner. And the Quran comes by saying, فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ وَكُلَّمْ آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. We have given the understanding to Sulaiman. A difference between knowledge and understanding of that knowledge. And Hasan al-Basri says, رَيَاللَّهُ عَنْهُ, for the person to have this understanding to be able to yield a judgment, he has to have three conditions in his judgment. And listen to the three conditions, because in his judgment that has gone wrong at individual level or at community level or even a country level, does not meet any of the three conditions. First, for the judge in his judgment, لا يشتري به ثمنا قليلا. He is not giving the judgment, passing the judgment, because he will get some gain in return, because he will get a newer car or a free ticket or something. Second, لا يتبعون الهوى. The judge is not following his own biases, his own desires, even though he knows what is right, but he follows his own biases and desires. Third, لا يخشون فيه أحدا. The judge, in his judgment, is not fearing anyone. He is not fearing to be fired, he is not fearing to be killed or demoted because of his judgment. This is a true judge that passes his judgment based on understanding. Another verse in the Quran that talks about understanding تسبح له السماوات السبع ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم. Everything and everyone in the heavens and on the earth is praising the name of Allahumma, but you do not understand their praise. This annoying sound by the birds, by the animals, the wind sound, the trees sound, even the water sound as it falls down is praising Allahumma, but we do not understand the language. There's also many hadith that talks about the understanding itself. مَنْ يُغْدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. If Allah wants to bless someone, He will give them more children, more money, more wealth. He will give them more understanding in the religion. And the Messenger of Allah is saying, you'll find the best people in the days of ignorance are those who are best in Islam is a faqih. They're only best if they understood. And he says, and you find the best people in Islam, the most beneficial people that will benefit Islam, are those who disliked and hated Islam the most. The most beneficial people to this religion are the people who hated and disliked Islam the most. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he wanted to kill the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after he became a Muslim, he's among the 10 people to enter Qadr. Suhayl ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, he refused to write Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He refused to write Muhammadun Rasulullah in the covenant of Hudaybiyah. And look how many hadiths were narrated by Suhayl ibn Amr. Khalid ibn Walid, the number one reason why the Muslims were defeated in Uhud. And look how many victories were achieved at the hands of Khalid ibn Walid after he became Muslim. And this is for us not to judge people. We judge people because they're not Muslim. But you never know when you become Muslim how much benefit and how much value Islam will get out of it. Understanding is not just for men. It's for men and for women. Aisha radiallahu anha is saying in the hadith of Sahih Bukhari, نعم النساء نساء الأنصار لم يمنعهن الحياء أن يتفقهن في الدين. Blessed are the women of the Ansar. Why? Because they were going shopping, because they were praying Jum'ah at home. Blessed are the women of the Ansar because haya, modesty, did not stop them to learn the religion and understand the religion. It is not enough for our sisters to memorize Surah Allah Ahad and one hadith. Our sisters should have as much knowledge and even more than our brothers. Imam al-Suyuti, a scholar in hadith, he said, I studied all the da'if, all the fabricated hadith, and all the fabricated hadith were narrated by men. All the authentic hadith, if a woman narrated a hadith, it was an authentic hadith. Woman gave to Islam with the knowledge and understanding. They gave then, they can give today, and they'll give tomorrow, inshallah. I conclude with the saying of a person who has a true understanding of the religion. He happened to be the cousin of the Messenger of Allah and his son Allah, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. And this is his understanding of Islam. A man asked him, كم بين السماء والأرض؟ What is the distance between heaven and earth? Ali radiallahu anhu answered with two words. the distance between heaven and earth is da'watun mustajaba, a dua which is accepted. The distance between heaven and earth is not measured in light years. It is measured in a sincere dua that the servant of Allah Almighty makes to Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty accepts this dua. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي لا غيره ولا رب سواه. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. ما يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. If Allah wants to bless someone, He will give him or her the true understanding of the religion. Understanding what we know. It is not enough for us to know and read. We need to understand what we know and what we read and what we listen to. And we remind ourselves with the saying of the woman to Salman al-Farisi, طهر قلبك وصل حيث شئت. Purify your heart and pray anywhere you like. That's the woman who understood Islam, understood the purpose of the prayer itself. And the scholars are telling us about the true person that has a true understanding. And this is the best, because it will change how we look at things. They say, إِنَّ الْفَقِيَّ حَقَّ فَقِيهِ مَا لَمْ يُقَانِ بِالنَّاسِ مِنَ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. The person who has the understanding, he is the person who does not make the people despair of the mercy of Allah. If you find any brother, any sister, any khafif, myself included, who make the people despair of the mercy of Allah Almighty, then they have not understood. وَلَمْ يُرَحْتِ اسْلَامُ فِي مَعَاتِ اللَّهِ. And the person who has understanding is the one who does not give the people permission, a license, to disobey Allah Almighty. If you find a brother, a sister, anyone who is giving people permission to disobey Allah Almighty, they are not understood. وَلَمْ يَأْمِنُهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ. And the person with a true understanding is the one who does not make the people safe and secure from the punishment of Allah Almighty. If you find anyone doing that, they are not understood. وَلَمْ يَدْعُ الْقُرْآنِ رَغْبَةً عَنْهُ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. And the person with a true understanding, he does not leave the Qur'an for any other book as a source of guidance. If you find anyone doing that, they are not truly understood. إِنَّهُ لَا خَيْرَ فِي عِبَادَةٍ لَا عِلْمَ فِيهَا. The ibadah that without any knowledge is no good. وَلَا عِلْمَ لَا تُقَى فِيهِ. And any knowledge without understanding is no good. وَلَا قِرَاءَةٍ لَا تَدَبُّرَ فِيهَا. And any recitation, reading without thinking and reflecting is no good. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما. وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها. وزكها أنت خير من زكاها. أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم هذا الدعاء ومنك الإجابة. اللهم هذا الجهد عليك السفلان. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وأقم الصلاة.